sea. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and crabbing and the great outdoors and sometimes guns and sometimes a little bit of politics, but we don't get into the big national issues, the big controversial stuff that you hear every day. I'm sure you're tired of hearing that. This is your little relief and your little break from all that. So guess what? Somebody's back in town.
Yeah, kind of. Parts of me are here.
Which parts?
I don't know. The ones that hurt.
Ones that hurt.
Yeah. I left all the pain-free ones in Florida.
Uh-huh.
It was a long ride home.
Yeah. Miss Robin was away all week. Got home. When'd you get home? Yesterday? Friday? No.
Thursday. Brian had to work yesterday.
That's right. Thursday, almost evening.
It was 7 o'clock, 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, but it was in the car for 2 days down and 2 days back, right?
But going down never feels bad, because you're going down, you're excited, your adrenaline's pumping.
Yeah, but it's downhill, too.
Okay, but coming home, I want to get home. If we're going to be, this is going to be the end, it's the end, let's get home. Especially the last day. The first day, not so much. I'm too high, you're too low.
All right. Well, we'll have to get up and reach the machine. Very relaxed here this morning, folks. Sitting back here in my chair, my feet up.
That last day after you wake up in the morning on that last day, because we stayed at a hotel that night.
Right.
I'm trying to lower my voice until he gets me right.
How's that, Chris?
You're up.
And you need to go down a little bit.
I need to go down.
All right. That sounds good. I think
we'll see what Chris thinks.
Well, no, yeah. Right now Robin's just a little bit too low. I got to answer the phone
quick. All right. These are the games we play every week, folks. We've got a machine here that transmits from the house over here in Easton, Maryland, all the way up to Baltimore and then to the tower and then out to you. So every now and then we have to make these little minor adjustments with volume and what?
Kristen has this little friend, Mr. Beasley, that does things down in Florida I've got to tell you about. I haven't had a chance to really talk to you.
Okay.
And we know that we have Grandmommy here with us. So maybe she messes with the knobs every week when we get done.
Your grandma?
Yeah.
Maybe. She does.
Because Grandmommy always was that kind of way. She was kind of a sneaky little, let's have fun kind of person. She was never, you know.
She's the one that started all the little toys talking in the row in the toy store.
Probably.
Yeah.
But it's every week, and it's just like somebody messes with the knobs. So.
Huh. Could be.
I'm telling you, there was a Mr. Beasley.
Yeah.
Down in Florida.
Uh-huh.
I truly believe it.
So he was messing with stuff in your sister's house.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
He was behind me. He switched the kids' blankets around one night.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious. It's really weird.
Okay.
And people come down there, and they just know there's Mr. Beasley.
Alrighty then. Well, let's see. We have Frank in Hancock. Hey, Frank. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Frank.
Good morning, kids. How you making out?
We're doing all right. How about you?
Well, I'm not making out with anybody. So.
I'm sorry to hear that.
You ought to be living it.
So what's going on, brother?
I'm in the parking lot at Sidling Hill, ready to step from the car. Huh?
You are. Well,
buddy.
It is time. It is time.
Lucky Tuesday and Wednesday, never heard a peep, never saw a bird.
Really?
Obviously, with the snow on the ground, that was a killer.
Yeah, and I saw a bunch of pictures of guys that did take their gobblers in the snow up there, and you know, Washington and Allegheny and Garrett County and even Frederick County. Y'all got a lot of snow this past week while Robin was in Florida.
I was jealous.
It was cold here, you know. Cold here, but, you know, I would love to hunt some birds in the snow. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, as soon as it stopped, I got out of the car and walked up this trail that goes up the mountain now, and I didn't go 50 yards, and there were two tracks going up the hill, scratches, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it was still worth the trip.
Sure, it always is.
That's exactly.
Just to get out. But, you know, I've also talked to people that said, you know, I had birds on Youth Day, I had birds on Sunday out listening, and then Monday they shut up. You know, so who knows? It's hard to figure out these turkeys.
Everybody's saying that up here.
Yeah, so.
Maybe today things will change.
And I talked to one of my buddies about hunting this week or next, and he said, well, maybe toward the end of the month, beginning of May, it'll be right because it's not right now. Let them do their thing, and then we'll go get them. I'm like, well, that sounds good. So we'll see what happens.
We'll keep trying.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind.
I hope your back feels better.
Thank you very much. Me too. I really do. I just kind of go with it. But I did find that my sister's beds really helped my back.
Yeah.
And I'm going to rearrange or change my mattress this week. No ifs, ands, or buts.
There you go.
Well, I hope it helps a lot.
Thank you, sir. It did.
Look, you're burning time up there, buddy. You need to get in there and get quiet before things start moving.
Between the stays, just got to get out and grab it and go.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good. You going to sit on the big chair today?
Yeah, that king queen chair, whatever it was.
Whatever it was, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I sat last time. That's a keeper.
I gotcha. Well, good. Cool.
You have to tell me about that.
The first time I hunted with Frank up there in Washington County, Sidling Hill, I went in and found this stump that was like a chair, and you could hide in there, and you could call, and you could sit there. How many? You've killed a couple birds off that spot, haven't you, Frank?
Two of them, actually, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So, you know, I may not have killed one, but I found a good spot, right?
It's a great spot. You should see the bear scat.
Oh, great. Yeah, well.
It's as big as my wrist, Alan.
That's a big bear, buddy.
Yeah, at first I thought it was some guy that ruined my spot, but then I saw there was a trail of it going into the woods.
Well, let me know how you make out. I've been 3 yards from a wild black bear in the dark, so maybe you need to have that experience yourself.
That'll make you swallow hard, huh?
I just laughed. I thought it was a dog from the house coming down the trail.
Well,
it was not.
You just worked the action a little bit and they run, huh?
I wasn't the one that worked the action. My hunting companion, my bonus daughter Laura, did that. She was kind of taken back, but it's like it was still dark. I mean, we were 15 minutes before legal shooting time, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's one of the things you'll never forget.
Never forget that one. Nope. So I thought the dog from the house had followed me. The dog had a white face, and I thought the dog had followed us into the woods and heard this thing trotting down the trail. And I, here comes that dog. And I kept looking for white face. Nope. Sorry.
Just a black cloud.
Huh?
Just a black cloud.
It was pretty good size, whatever it was. So, all right, buddy. Thanks.
All right, kids. Have a great day.
Be careful.
You too.
See you, buddy.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes. Yeah, I did. I you know, that was last time I was up there. Frank was up. He was across the road, and I heard this gobbler. I mean to tell you, he was hammering. From the from his tree, and you know, just gobbling his butt off on the roost, and I'd call every now and then. I'd call back to him, and he'd hammer, and I'd call, and he'd hammer, and finally heard him flop down and get on the ground, and he was moving. He started moving away from me. I yelped a few times. He turned around. He started coming back, and I don't know how far away he was, but I could hear him coming. I think he walked along the edge of the creek and then came up the ridge on my side. And gobble, 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 yelp, 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 gobble, gobble, yelp, 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 bang! And it wasn't me. It was somebody else. So he quit gobbling. I'm not sure if he got hammered or if it just scared him, but there was no more after that. So, but it happens, you know. All right. Our phone number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We look forward to hearing from you today. Maybe you're out headed turkey hunting and you just have a few minutes left. You want to call us at 410-922-6680. Or maybe you've been out. I'd like to hear about some of the successful youth hunts and see some pictures from those. We got a few in the mail. We got some really nice pictures from a few folks, three brothers in Washington County. I've heard of two sets of three brothers, believe it or not, all in Washington County that took birds on Youth Day. And I've got the little stories for those coming up in the next quarterly, which will be out in the middle next month. So we're happy. We're happy to get some pictures and some stories. So it is turkey season. It is also fishing season. You know, the rockfish grand opener is coming right around the corner. 35-inch or larger fish, one fish a day. So if you're gearing up for that, let us know what you're hearing, what you're thinking, and we'll talk about rockfish. We'll talk about panfish. We'll talk about bass fishing. We'll talk about crabbing. We'll talk about turkey hunting and whatever else is on your mind. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You know, to get ready to go fishing, I'm going to tell you about our buddies at Clyde Sports Shop. They've been a sponsor for a long, 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 long time. And they've got everything you need for fishing and crabbing. For fishing, they've got the trolling rods and reels. If you haven't made a decision on that, they've got expert advice. You can go in and check out the not all that expensive, but certainly adequate trolling rods and reels at Clyde Sports Shop for the big rockfish season coming up if you want. You can put new line on your reels from from your ultralights all the way up to the big trolling rods and reels. They carry Shakespeare and Pfluger rods and reels, including that famous ugly stick rod. So that's there too. Penn spinning reels featuring the Battle 2 series. And, of course, the famous St. Croix rods. Been around a long time. And if you want to step up your game, if you want to upgrade your rods a little bit, check out the St. Croix rods. You'll be glad you did. They're a medium price rod, and they do extremely well. I like using the St. Croix rod. Live bait, frozen bait, minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, and any tackle, hooks, and terminal tackle that you need for any species of fish. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9, that phone number 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. So, let me clear my throat here for a second, cover my microphone, and you can take that out later, Chris, if you like, and I'll tell the folks about Backyard Billy's. So we're sitting here. It's a little chilly this morning. What is it, mid-40s, low mm-hmm. 50s, something like that. Fireplace is going, and it's just gorgeous over there. That nice gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And this was just a hole in the wall when I moved in here, and we decided to remodel this back room and make it a nice living space. So we went to several places to try to, you know, figure out what to do with this fireplace, and we decided gas fireplace insert was the thing to do. We settled on Backyard Billy's because they were the most professional. They gave us the best price. They did the installation, and they've since followed up with great service and follow-up, and we both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. Now, they carry both Enviro, which is ours, Enviro EX35, and Regency brands, and, you know, don't wait. We did ours in the spring, and we loved it because, you know, the cold weather came, and boom, we could pop it on, and there it was. So, you know, don't be in a big crash at the end when the weather starts getting cold. Get down there now, take a look at them. You can select a new insert, of course, or you can get a new pellet stove, a gas stove, an electric stove, or even a wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon, so you'll be ready when the cold weather comes back this fall. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. Evans Avenue is the exit. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex at Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
They're rioting in Africa. They're starving in Spain. There's hurricanes in Florida. And Texas needs rain. The whole world is festering with unhappy souls. The French hate the Germans hate the Poles. Italians hate Yugoslavs, South Africans hate the Dutch. And I don't like anybody very much. But we shall be thankful and tranquil and proud. For man's been endowed with a mushroom-shaped cloud. And we know for certain that some lovely day someone will set the spark off and we will all be blown away.
Yeah.
How nice.
Could possibly happen. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We would invite you to call, just like Frank did from up there in the woods, up in Hancock, Maryland. Sitting there waiting to, you know, head to his turkey roost. So, indeed. There's a story on the news right now that crab prices are up. Shocking. Shocking. And being in this periphery of the crab business and talking to everybody from wholesalers to resellers to processors to pickers to anyone and everyone in this business, it is not a surprise that the crabs are high, because right now the Maryland season is open, and I've seen some nice Maryland crabs come into some of the Maryland crab shops. So one of the fellows up there in Elkton is himself a crabber, and they came in with several bushels of nice Maryland crabs the other day for sale at his shop. And I said, you know, how's it going out there? He says, not bad. You know, we're doing all right. But bait is high, of course. Fuel is high. If you need to buy new crab pots or even make your own, wire is high. Everything is high. So, you know, obviously the prices of crabs, that's going to reflect in the prices of crabs. Now, Maryland imports a lot of crabs from out of state, primarily Louisiana and Texas. And those wholesalers those wholesalers that purchase crabs from Louisiana, the docks in Louisiana, there's a couple ways they do it. They have their own trucks, or they they go to a location in East Baltimore that specializes in bringing in Louisiana crabs. They run trucks. I think they have something like 30 trucks that they run continuously back and forth to the coast. And these every day, the crab wholesalers, retailers go to the truck depot, put their order in, pick up their boxes of crabs from Louisiana, and off they go. So those crab prices are, they're sold in a box. It's, I think, 50 pounds of crabs in a box, not like a bushel, but in a box. And those bushels or boxes of number ones from Louisiana are running about $400. And then there's for a box. And then there's a fuel surcharge of about $20 on each box. So, you know, you take all that into consideration, crab prices are going to be high, no question about it. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Howdy, Robin.
Morning. How are you?
I guess. How you doing?
All right.
Glad to be home safe, but wish I was still back in Florida, too. So.
Yeah. So I hope everybody's okay. There seemed to be a little stomach bug floating around the household down there, and we're not sure if who's got it. Upon their return, we know both kids are not feeling well, so we'll see what happens. Let's hope Robin is unaffected.
Me too.
Yeah, well, you hope you're unaffected.
I hope
too.
I'm unaffected too. It hit right as we left. We think the little one might have had it first, their little one, and it hit everybody the day after we left. So hopefully our kids have got it, and I haven't. Well, I kissed on him a lot. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I want to be honest. I had the best time with my grandkids. It was absolutely unbelievable. They got so excited to see me in the morning. I've never, excuse me, Alan, but I haven't had anybody that excited to see me in the morning since probably the third year of our marriage. But
make it the second year.
The second year. But, yeah, I mean, they got mad because I didn't say good morning to them right away.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it was so cool. They came banging on my door.
That sounds like somebody I know.
It was cool.
Uh-huh. So what do you think, Glenn? Going out for turkeys this week?
I don't know. I'm going to see if I can get anything.
Yeah.
Are you outside? It kind of sounds like you're outside.
No.
No? It's like like air blowing in the background or something.
Mm-hmm. I hear it too. Something. Oh, I know what it is. It's air blowing into.
It's not my fan. No, it's not. I just turned my fan off. It's still. Yeah, it was my fan. Never mind. It was me.
Robin's got this little fan. She had one that was pretty quiet. She likes a little air moving around her, and it blew up.
Menopause.
It blew up last week before she left. So we got this other little fan out. That's.
Not as quiet.
And
I'll work on it.
It's sitting between us, so I'm hearing it. She's hearing it. I hope nobody in the audience is hearing it. Well, that's good. That's good. Chris hasn't mentioned it, so. Anyway, well, Glenn, if you get out, enjoy yourself. There's a lot of turkeys up in your area. If you don't get to go hunting, go do a little fishing.
Yeah. A friend of mine told me, where I have went turkey hunting before, just to say some things aren't in place where what they were now. But anyway, he said he was coming along with his truck, got just about the edge of his property there, and all of a sudden heard this little thump. I stopped and ran here with turkey and tried to beat him.
Oh, no. That's no good. Brother.
So he had turkey for dinner that
I guess he did. That's crazy. That is crazy. So, all right, buddy. Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yep.
You have a good week, bud. Stay in touch.
Take it easy.
Mm-hmm. All right. You see you, Glenn.
Bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. You too. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Yep. Indeed. I see. Because of the location, you weren't sure it was Frank that you knew, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Frank I knew.
Yeah,
I knew the
Frank.
Voice.
Yeah.
But because of Hancock, it threw me off.
I got it. I gotcha. So I got the turkey gun out the other day. Single shot. It's a Savage Stevens 20 gauge, built for turkey hunting, has a turkey choke in it, camo stock, single shot. It's got a red dot scope on it. Shot very well last year. I mean, it put the bird down with one shot. I was very happy with that, my first long beard. So I got it out the other day and was going to shoot it, and I could not get the gun to break. Couldn't get it to come open. And I'm like, what is going on here? Never had any issues like that. It wasn't wet. It wasn't rusty. So I took it to Albright's, my buddy Chuck. I said, mess with this a little bit, see if you can get it open. So he messed with it for about 5 minutes, finally looked over and he said, here you go. I said, what happened? He goes, well, he said, you can't take the safety off. You can't move the safety was on. You can't move the safety unless the gun is cocked. I said, okay. So he had to cock the gun, take the safety off, and then it would break. It was very odd, very weird. So, the safety on the side is a secondary safety. The first safety is the crossbar across the hammer. So, you can't fire the gun with the safety on, and you can't fire the gun without coming to full cock. So, but it was very interesting that the dynamics of that, because it had me fooled for a bit. So anyway, we're ready to go. All I got to do is put one TSS shell in there, 20 gauge shell, and wait till that bird walks within about 35 or 40 yards, and I'll be happy. So I will. Bird won't be as happy as I would be. So anyway. Let's see what we have to do here. I know what we have to do. Oh, I stopped by Spurry Tire the other day. Somebody said, you hearing a bunch of noise? I said, well, a little bit. Why? He says, looks like your spare tire's loose. I'm like, okay. So all I had to do was, get the jack out, put it together, and find the proper place. But talked to Brett over there, and he said, you know what? Let's get that tire off of there. Let's lube it and put it back up, and that always works best to do that. So he did that, and I was very pleased. So kudos to Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. It's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. I mean, they're usually a pretty good crowd in there. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, any size. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, 24-hour truck service or more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, including Robin, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. I said no appointment needed for tires. Or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, too, Spurry's Tire, SPURRYSTIRE.com. That number again, 410-822-7384. Robin and I recommend Spurry's Tire Service.
Anytime.
Exactly. Hey, stop by Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, and they had a great open house a couple weeks ago. Fishing season is here. Of course, crabbing right around the corner. Well, crabbing season's here too, really, but I mean the good crabbing. At Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters in Edgewater, the selection of tackle for freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle is amazing. Rods and reels from the top brands are here. Artificial lures for perch, bass, snakeheads, and rockfish line the walls. There's live bait in the ice, too. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, stocks crab traps and trot lines, nets, bait bags, steamers, crab seasoning, and much, much more. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, located 3137 Solomons Island Road on the northbound side, near Advance Auto Parts. You can call 410-956-0300. Call 410-956-0300 on the hunting side. Of course, they have a fine selection of guns from all over. Matthews and Hoyt bows, crossbows, and all the accessories to go bow hunting. The waterfowl department is always ready, too. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle. For more info, call 410 956-0300 or visit BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license. You'll get a discount. We'll be right back after these messages.
Temperatures will run close to average to start off this weekend, then above average continuing into Sunday tomorrow. As far as this Saturday, some early cloud cover and then some sun will start to break through this afternoon as the high gets close to the 70-degree mark. Winds will stay light and then partly cloudy tonight with a low of 52. A beautiful Sunday to wrap up the weekend. Expect sunshine tomorrow and a high around 80. Clouds will increase on Monday to start off the week with a high in the mid-70s. A little bit cooler with some showers on Tuesday and a high hitting the low 70s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love. Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. And they'd rather give you a song than diamonds and gold. Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's. Each night begins a new day. And if you don't understand him and he don't die young, you'll probably just ride away.
All right.
Mama, don't let
your babies grow up to be cowboys. What do you think? I don't know if you saw this. This is breaking news, Chris. I don't know if you saw this or heard this yet, but they just arrested the devil.
Really?
Yep.
What happened?
Yeah, I charged him with possession. So, not sure about all the details yet, just... You know, breaking news right now, so we'll have more on this story later.
Huh?
You haven't been paying attention,
Robin.
Robin, you get engaged a little bit.
Think of the Exorcist.
Oh, I know that. It just
possessed.
Where did it come from? It came out of nowhere.
That's why it's the best. I'll alert you the next time we do a joke, okay? 410 WCBM 680. Thank you, Joe, for that. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I'm just giggling.
Joe asked me a question via email the other day. He's looking for a project gun, an old Ithaca trap gun, single shot. Asked me if I knew anybody that might have one or if a particular shop carried them or could get them. And I went online and actually found one. But he called it a project gun. I guess that means he refinishes them and, you know, fixes them up and does what he does to them to make them fully functional, which I think is cool. And I don't know if any of our listeners have ever refinished a gun or have done anything like that. But the only gun I really ever worked on was my dad's Model 88 Winchester. And it's not a pre-64, but it's a 284 caliber lever action. And it works with a magazine. And, you know, I've taken a couple deer with it. He never shot a buck with it. So a couple years ago, I went out and was fortunate enough to take a nice 8-point with that gun. But anyway, that's the only one I ever worked on, and the only thing I really only did to it was refinish the stock because it had been dinged up and banged up a little bit, and it turned out really, really well. I was very happy with that, refinish job. Touched up a little places with the liquid bluing, but it's fascinating to me, people that can tear a gun apart and refinish the whole thing and, you know, get it working right. The only other thing I did have done to it was I had Ken Bingham, he used to be the gunsmith at Sportsman Service Center, still, and Bass Pro, still does some gunsmithing a little bit. Kenny glass-bedded the barrel for me, and that made that gun shoot so much more accurately. So, and I put a new scope on it. He had an old Weaver scope on it from back in the 60s, so I upgraded the scope to a variable. I can't even remember which one I put on there. Doesn't matter, but it works very nice now, and it's a nice gun to carry for rifle hunting. So, you know, just threw that out there. Joe's written articles for us, and he's an avid listener and a contributor, and he also has a great sense of humor. So, thanks, Joe. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you've ever refinished a firearm, if you've ever killed a turkey, if you know somebody who's gotten a turkey, a youngster that in your neighborhood or relative, well, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to see some pictures. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is the email address for anything you want to ask us. So we got an interesting – how much time do we got here? A little bit. We got an interesting email from a listener, and I think she's listening now. Very, very heartfelt email, and I want you to listen to this. And drop me a line at Ellis at Ellis Outdoors if you're interested in something like this. This lady is on a fixed income. Her expenses are high because of some of her medication that she's on. Her son and several of his friends decided that they were going to move to grandfather's farm up in Pennsylvania and live outdoors for several months of the year. So they purchased a 4-man tent, almost like a camp tent, with a wood-burning stove and all the camping equipment to go with it. The tent right now retails for about $1,700. I'm not sure what the wood stove would go for, but the whole package with everything that was purchased was right around $2,500, maybe a little bit more. Unfortunately, then, the son passed away by his own hand. Of course, devastated his mother, and now there's this stove and this tent still in the package. It's never been used. Sitting there, and she said, you know, appealed to Robin and I and said, like your show, can you help me? I'd like to get rid of this stuff and if you could put that out to your audience, I would appreciate it. So we are doing that right now. I'm not going to tell you any names or anything like that just yet, but somebody would like to make an offer on all that equipment, including that four-man tent. That would be wonderful. And I can, I'll send you the information, the, you know, the model number and all that stuff if you'd like. Let me know that, you know, you might have a spot for that. Maybe you like to set up a camp on a campsite somewhere. Maybe you're a regular elk hunter and are looking for a place to throw up a little spike camp. It would be perfect for that. So, anyway, Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. How's that, Rob?
Perfect.
Did I describe that adequately?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Our phone number here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Oh, I got a text. Was that from you or is that from Chris?
It's probably me.
Probably you.
I'm a little
You're
texty.
Investigating a bunch of stuff today, aren't you?
Yeah, sorry.
We
yeah.
got Stan on the phone.
Oh, Stan the truck driving man. Good morning, Stan.
Hey, Stan.
Jeez, what did I call for? I can't remember.
I know, it's been a long time. I apologize for that. But I did get a couple pictures from a guy named Lazar. Do you know him?
Laser.
Laser. I'm sorry, Laser. All right.
Yeah. He said he was listening this morning, and he would be listening to the sound of my voice. So welcome, the new Bassmaster of the family, my eldest son. Well, my only eldest, my only son, the Bassmaster of the family.
Yes, indeed. Well.
Yes.
He sent me a nice note. What's that?
You have a brand new listener.
Great.
Cool.
Great, great.
Welcome.
And that's Laser right there, Robin.
Oh, nice looking fish.
Yeah, that's
fish and him.
That's his first smallmouth bass. He's got a smallmouth and a largemouth picture there. So he's
been hoping for that for a while now.
Smallmouth? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all he
cool.
talked about. And then finally he nailed it, so of course he had to make his father jealous. And
yeah, of course. Why not? Hey, Dad, look what I got. Uh-huh.
So, yeah, while I'm working.
Yeah, I got it, of course. So,
children, they're just trying to make you miserable.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to put up with it for a while, but who's going to take care of you when you get old? There you go.
Sing it, Willie. A prophet he was.
Uh-huh. I got it.
I'll be on my own. I came into this world on my own. I'm going to leave it on my own. But I just wanted to call in and welcome my son, who finally got up out of time to listen to one of the best shows on this frequency that ever was.
Thank you so much.
With one of the best co-hosts that I've ever had. And the best producer I've ever had.
So. Yeah, what can we say?
Miss Chris, without saying, he's a joy. He's a joy in the morning.
Chris is great.
Coming up, when he answered the phone, I was enjoying road rage on 97 coming north. And,
oh, good.
Yeah, it calmed me down a little bit, but uh-huh. I appreciate that.
Now, were you the victim of road rage, or were you the perpetrator?
Oh, No. We're not allowed to do that.
No, of course not.
No, I was watching from afar and slowing down and slowing down and slowing down so I could, if anything went wry, I could get off real quick. It's not getting any better out here. When they started getting downsizing the police departments, it's not like it used to be. It's I don't know, but it's what I do.
Yeah, of course.
I was going to pick your memory a little bit from where you used to live. A little bit further up the road, there was that big car dealership.
Yep.
On the southbound side. Well, right between there, and I think it's a church now, there was a little teeny tiny seafood store.
Hmm. Little teeny tiny seafood store.
It had the same name as one of our islands down in southern Maryland.
Really?
I don't know if they're a sponsor or not, so I didn't want
to. You can tell me who it was.
Oh, Tangiers.
Tangiers. Yeah. They had a spot in Randallstown, and didn't they have a crab house out in Eldersburg at one time?
I don't remember that, but there was a bar before you got to Tangiers that used to sell, they were like 8 to 10 inches long, you know, from point to point, a dollar a piece. Every time you talk about seafood, my mind drifts back to my misspent youth where you could fill up and still have beer left in your pocket.
I hear you. I hear you. There's,
we're good.
Yep. There's, there is a crab shop in that same vicinity right now. It's called Good Times. It's owned by Joe Spurry down here, who has Chesapeake Landing Restaurant. And they do crab. They were a sponsor at one time and they may be again here soon, but they do catering and they do a lot of good seafood right there. It's about a mile outside the Beltway on Liberty Road. So just about that same area. Yeah. There used to be a used to be a bagel shop down there. You could get an eggle. You know,
An eggle?
It was another, it was like King's Seafood or something like that. I don't know if it still is or not.
Don't know. So a lot of that, a lot of that has changed. A lot of that has changed. I mean, I was there 30 years, so a lot of it's changed. So.
Oh, please. I know. I go through every once in a while. I'm in a hazardous area with a cell phone, so I got to get out of here and do
all right, buddy.
Thing. I just call in. Welcome back, Miss Robin. Missed you.
Thank you so much. I missed all you all. Believe me.
All right. I'm holding up the boys behind me.
All right. Hey, Stan, keep the greasy side down, buddy.
Always listening, Mr. Allen. Thank you.
See you, man. Bye-bye.
See you all in a little bit.
Hey, over in that area, my buddy at Precision Taxidermy, John Baresi, he is highly trained in his craft and continues to advance himself by taking courses and so forth. And Precision Taxidermy in Catonsville specializes in waterfowl and birds, so, you know, great place to take your turkey. It's where I take my waterfowl to be mounted for the wall. And if you look around the room, you'll see a couple examples of his work, including that beautiful wood duck over there in the corner, right, Robin? In 2021, Precision Taxidermy, competing at the Maryland Eastern Regional Taxidermy Convention, took the honor of first place, state champion waterfowl for taxidermy. Now, Precision Taxidermy offers freeze-drying service, too, for items like turkey heads, velvet antlers, and small game birds. Precision Taxidermy creates outstanding exhibits for all game species, including deer and big game. And Precision Taxidermy is located at 504 Crosby Road in Catonsville. 504 Crosby in Catonsville. Phone number 410-744-1779. That's 410-744-1779 for Precision Taxidermy, dedicated to preserving your trophy and memories. Yes, indeed. Hey, you looking for a new backyard grill? Pellet grills by Traeger. Ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, that's inside. Outside, there's a giant selection of poly furniture in all different colors and styles for your backyard, your deck, your entertainment center, wherever you want to be. You can check all that out at Backyard Billy's. They also have premium gas logs by a company called Real Fire. You can install those in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow. Gas wall fireplaces. Robin has one of those. They can add, yours is electric though.
Yes.
And they carry those too. Yeah, the gas walls are pretty cool looking. They can add a special look to any room, and a gas fire table out on the deck. We have one of those. They're a distinctive addition to your deck.
Oh,
or
it's
your
wonderful.
Backyard. Yes, indeed. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, exit 44. Be ready for that coming cold weather. It's not that far away. Fall is not that far away. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty Protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crossing the highway late last night, it didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car, skunk I squashed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road, dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road and you're stinking the high you long. Take a whiff on me, that ain't no rose. Roll up your windows and hold your nose. You don't have to look and you don't have to see. You can't feel it in your olfactory.
Ah, yes. One of my favorite songs. And I don't mind the smell. A lot of people don't like it. I don't mind it. I think it's natural, musky, interesting. Robin,
especially during the fall.
Oh, I do. I love it. I do. I love smell skunk. Everybody, get out, stay out, stay safe. Take one of your grandkids or your kids hunting for the first time this weekend. See if you can get a turkey.